following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. With me in the studio, I have a private conversation going on between Charlie Saladino.
How are you?
And who I'm listening to. And good old Hassan Godwin is sitting over here quietly, patiently waiting for the show to start.
Hello.
And if you have any trouble listening to us on the air, you can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com and listen to us on our live audio streaming.
Live audio streaming.
Also, on the GBB website, you can see us on the webcam, so you can actually see Herman's swollen arm that he's injured in a bar fight or something. I don't know what happened. And
fighting Daredevil.
Fell down in my yard.
I think we should have kept on going with a bar fight, but if you want to go with fell, yeah. I fell.
You sound like an old man now.
My arm, and I can't get up.
Yeah, that's not good.
For sure.
So the phone number
first
here.
Alert medical bracelet, and the dog was looking at me.
Oh, my God. So the phone number here, area code 61-888-8811. Thank you very much. So,
that sounded like that Prince song, and the dog was wondering what I did.
All right, get out, everybody.
In the dish, run away with the spoon.
What's in the news, Mark?
Yes, let's see what I have in the news. let's start with the sad news.
Let's start with some sad news.
Yeah,
we can only go up.
We're all laughing.
Yeah,
let's start with some sad news.
As of today. Tokyo Pop, the forefront of U.S. manga release titles, has shut down its U.S. operations. The German office will stay open and handle its publishing rights from the film, and the film division will continue. In February, a last round of layoffs have reduced the company to a mere 6 employees.
Wow.
And to boot, the company has put their neon sign on their offices up for sale on Craigslist. It is 11 feet by 8 feet. And the sign is made out, and this is from the direct quote on Craigslist. The sign is made out of wood, but it has a metal paint finish. Note, best offer gets it. Just make sure you have the right tools and skills to take the signing down. Freight elevator is available only for pickup after 6 p.m. Has to go this week.
Wow.
That's how bad.
That sounds like the last days of Wizard. Oops. that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's
bad. That's pretty bad. Is it the economy? The German economy is apparently doing a little better, where they can keep their
well, they're just keeping the bare bones and try to make movies and stuff that are.
So we can't get manga anymore.
Well, there's other sources, but that's going to be the only big boy.
Does my face look like it's in pain?
A little bit.
Always. Always okay. Looks like you're...
So,
actually, the pain is me. My face looks like it's in pain every time I start hearing you speak.
So it is a sad thing for the company.
That is. That's no good. That's not as sad as, like, say, someone died.
Well, I was trying to go with the happy, sad news.
Happy. That's not happy, sad for the employees.
Well, the 6 of them.
they're closing down. The 6 of them aren't going to... be employed for too much longer. If they're selling the sign.
It's as of today, so they're out of a job as of today.
Yeah, if they're selling the sign, then it's...
That should be our new department. And in the sad, happy department.
Yeah.
Which is sad news, but not that
bad.
Yeah,
but not so bad. So no more Godzilla movies?
No. They're the company that brought manga over to the United States. Most popular was they brought Sailor Moon to the United States.
Yeah.
And I guess... educated the American audiences about that?
Dumb American audience.
They translated the stuff. And,
trendy American audiences, they educated. Yeah. Anybody who really was into the stuff was getting the stuff way before.
Right.
It was a Tokyo Pop.
Yeah, mainstream, I guess.
Translating everything not that greatly, I might add. So
don't kick them when they're down.
Why? It's the best time to kick them. They can't kick back.
That's terrible.
My father said never hit anybody in anger unless you were absolutely sure you could get away with it.
Exactly.
So the
as
six,
in having a getaway car running.
The employees won't be coming down here anytime soon to get their revenge.
They can come down here if they want. They will pay disproportionately for their lack of vision if they start messing with me. Start pushing me around. Hey, you made fun of the Tokyo Pop.
That's just sad.
It is sad, but you know, everybody's out of work. It's not like a uniquely sad story. It's not like a comet fell and hit someone in the head from Tokyo Pop, and now they gotta close it down.
It's like the comet. They're selling all the comet pieces on.
Yeah, and then they start selling the comet pieces on eBay. That's a sad story.
So, speaking of comics,
you should do segue.
I want that got picked up. Starting on Wednesday, August 31st, DC Comics will renumber all of their 52 current monthly titles, as well as making the books available online at the same time. The first book to be given this treatment will be Justice League issue number 1.
Now they're just going to start all the comics over from one.
Their entire line, all 52 monthly issues, are going to be restarted in number 1.
And they're starting it. Their first issue, as you said, will be starting at number 1.
Yes.
And they figured that out all themselves. The first issue will be number 1.
But it's just why? Okay.
Elaborate
further as to why they think that this is a good idea.
Well,
I'm dying to hear this.
And
may I take a shot?
Yes, sir.
Now, everyone, yes, the search for money, everyone will be running out to buy number 1.
Yeah. Everybody, get on the money bus.
Because, you know, in comics, the number 1s are, in theory, worth more. They're more valuable.
But it's BS.
Retailers order more.
It's a gimmick. They're going to oversaturate the market and devaluate the entire line.
Yeah. And 100 years from now, that number 1 is going to be worth the same as it was when they bought it.
This is the chromium covers. They'll probably even have a slang term for it, a phony one.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah.
But the rubber one.
But the problem is.
Remember the chromium covers?
Yes.
And number 1, the multi
covered, the fold out.
Yeah, the fold outs. Remember the 3D image used to come out with number 1 issues. They'd have 10 different covers, and you had to collect them all. I mean, those were cute marketing gimmicks at the height of the industry. But we're not at that point anymore. This is not. If we're in the middle of the decline of the industry. Yeah.
Well,
so.
it's just like when it's when the Beatles came out in 1997 when they came out with Anthology. Uh-huh. TV Guide ran 5 copies of TV Guide, one with each of them, and then one with all of them. Of course, they saturated. They're not going to be worth anything.
Nope.
I have all 5 of them.
The reprints.
That's not a point, but they're away. But it's just good to have. But they're not going to be worth anything.
But I mean, your whole line, you devalue like Spider-Man. I mean, like Spider-Man. Batman's like up to 400. You know, it's a mark of accomplishment. It's a badge of honor to have lasted that long in you know, history that trails back into the 1950s. You know, and just to erase that just for a marketing gimmick.
If you remember, Marvel tries something similar with their major titles, Avengers, Fantastic Four, Captain America, when they relaunched it, and the fans got so upset that Marvel started using a dual numbering system where they had the current, you know, the new numbering and then the original numbering right next to it, and then eventually they decide, we'll just get rid of the original numbering and then use the current numbering.
Right.
So it's going to happen, but what makes it significant is that all 52 monthly titles are restarting issue number 1, and they're all being released at the same time digitally. So this is the first time ever a comic book will be available online at the same time as in these stores.
That's more interesting. They're just trying to close down the retailers.
That's the problem. As you're well aware, comics are solicited 3 months ahead of time. So that's why the news is coming out now. So a separate letter went out to all the retailers hinting that a more modern, a quote, more modern, diverse DC universe with some character variations in appearance, origin, and age. All stories will be grounded in each character's legend, but will relate to real-world situations, interactions, tragedy, and triumph.
So lions, tigers, bears.
They're trying to appeal to the younger audience by just not only renumbering, but restarting the entire line and making it available digitally. So they're going to wait and see how is this going to affect the retailers in 3 months. What's going to happen to them?
Who's waiting to see?
The industry, comic industry, is going to see what happens.
The comic industry doesn't care about the retailers. They're trying to find a more streamlined way of getting their product out there without the shipping costs and all these other things. And they get to destroy the undercut Diamond and all these other people without having to print anything. So, I mean, basically, there's no middleman anymore. If DC can go straight to online and make a bulk of its revenue that way, they get rid of retailers and printers, foreign printers,
paper,
like, in one swoop. They just put industries right out of business. Those two enterprises out of business. Excuse me, it's not an industry. But, it's probably for the best.
Really? You really think so?
You know, you got a lot of people who are making a lot of money off of the actual product who have nothing to do with the production of the product in and of itself. And if you could get to a point where it's just the supplier and the demanders, you know, and you cut out all the middlemen who actually get the supplies to the people who demand them, you're going to put a lot of people out of work. It's going to be bad, but the product may maintain or may achieve another level of purity that we haven't been able to see for a long time, because they have to make all these products marketable so that they can actually sell, so retailers will order them, so they can actually sell in the stores. And so there's a certain level of compromise that they have to do to each product to make them palatable for the people who sell them. And if they no longer have to do that, if they could just put it straight to the people, you know, put it straight out to the people, then the people get to decide what they like and what they don't like. And then the creators will be following a more pure system of elimination, process of elimination.
Well, Hassan's saying it's not a blind bidding no more. No, well, in a way, it's the internet will choose what's the best, you know, subject,
right? But, well, the people, anybody who, if it sells, people like this, make more of these. Right. If it doesn't, okay, people don't like these, don't make any more of these. As opposed to people kind of like this, but in order to make it palpable, we have to have this kind of cover on it. You got to have a so-and-so cover, a Claudio Castellini cover with
Chrome Edition 3.
Yeah, Chrome Edition, you know, blah, 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 and we got to do this. People will order it, plus you got to have a lithogram and all these, you know, special cards in it and stuff like that. So you're going to get, it'll break it down to, oh, I just want to read this comic book. You know, here's the comic book, here's the writer, here's, you know, and here it is without any pomp and circumstance, as opposed to all this other stuff, all these other collectability gimmicks that get played in order to try to sell the comic books. And I don't believe it actually ruined the market. I don't think there's actually a problem with that stuff, but the stuff is a profound distraction from what the purpose is, which is reading the content of the comic book.
So, we actually did a show a while back about how the industry wants to get rid of movie theaters.
right.
And so basically it's the same thing. What they're going to do. So, right. Getting rid of movie theaters would be the way to go.
No. One movie theater is digital films is going to make people lose jobs printing films, making splicing tape, making reels, making real cans.
No, but
making projector plots that move.
But what Hassan was saying was that getting rid of the middleman, which would be the comic book stores.
Right.
If it's in movies, it'd be getting rid of the movie theater.
Another analogy, or not so much, it would be getting rid of the movie studio. So you got a television studio, whatever. They say, oh, the network says that this demographic, these people like this. So you got to make Will Smith. You got to cut Will Smith's hair and make him wear blue shorts, you know, for the next 5 episodes, so that that particular demographic will rise and we'll make a lot of money. What this is basically doing is eliminating the studio. You know, eliminating these speculators who come into the market and say, well, you know, our studies show that they, you know, they're like crimson eagles, and instead of blue iguanas. So everything's going to be a crimson eagle from now on. And that guy gets, you know, he gets the boot. And basically, okay, we put it out. Or if I like that, we'll make more of that. You know, and these questionable middlemen guys no longer have the same potency as it, you know, or power, powerful
variety.
Yeah, whatever. I don't have any words. I just veiled on that. But they don't have their power is not as potent as let's say it is. You know, it would be with the printers, with making things marketable for Diamond to be able to want to print it, with making things marketable to a point where you put everything on previews, and so the retailers see it and go, oh, okay, that's got the big Alex Ross cover. I'm going to order like five of these and, you know, and sell that for, you know, they don't really get to dictate the prices.
Right.
But they look at it and they know their the particular area, so they know the kids or the young adults are going to come in and buy. It's like, all right, I want six or seven of these. You have to make, and previews has to look like this fabulous, you know, book of you know, wonders and you know, secrets and stuff like that. And it just cuts all, it distracts from it because it has nothing to do with what's actually in the book.
So Charlie, you used to work with ABC, and you were kind of involved in all this sort of thing, weren't you?
Yes, I was, Mark.
So what is your opinion on what Hassan was saying? If you so what do you think about eliminating middlemen, as this would be the...
Well, it's inevitable. We're in this day and age where we're going green and everything like that. Yeah, why not? The it's going to happen, whether we like it or not. More companies are going to see ways of getting rid of the middleman. They're going to make more money. They're going to sell direct, and it's going to work. I believe it's going to work. Yeah. It's a shame, but there's going to be a lot of art lost. And I know Herman's going to jump on this with the movies, with film and everything. I am a big film fan. Whatever kind of fan you are, I believe it's inevitable. If you want to do this as a hobby down the road, there's going to be hobbyists who still show film. There's going to be people who still want to go to a place like that. There's a guy who, and I apologize for not knowing his name, but there is a guy who now has this big warehouse, and he had an amazing idea of putting half cars in there, movie screens, and he has an indoor drive-in because people miss the drive-ins. So down the road, you're going to have people like this who are going to keep the faith, if you will. And but inevitably, it's going to be cut out the middleman.
What I was going to say is, I heard on a news program yesterday that Hollywood itself massacres. They're going to ruin themselves with the pricing of the ticket. Now listen, no, people don't want to see digital movies for $15 or $20. They'd rather see the flat version, and Hollywood's going to just ruin the whole...
Well, Hollywood doesn't determine the price of a ticket. That's the theater, the theaters themselves.
No, it's the studios.
They determine the price of the ticket at theaters.
Do you mean self-destructive?
What?
Self-destructive.
Yes,
that's what you mean. Because, I mean, self-masochist is a...
Well, say Hollywood.
We were with him.
Double entendre.
I was with him.
Wait a minute. Just to stick by Hassan there. Hassan said that because I looked at Hassan and went, what?
anyway, they're going to raise the prices. And people on the news, they interviewed people that, you know, they take their kids to the movies, and they said, my kid that's 5 years old, he don't know what 3D is. So we're going to go see Pirates of the Caribbean flat. The kid don't know what 3D is. They honestly, and they don't like putting glasses on. The kids play with the glasses, they take them off, and the picture gets darker when you put the glasses on because it's filterization when you watch 3D, and they don't like the dark, gloomy picture.
They have that, Herman, they have that a lot now because, as you guys know, because you're in the business, but people will ask you, or people who have seen the movie will be asked, hey, was the 3D worth it? And when they say, no, not really, then these guys go for the 2D and save money. They do that all the time. They've been asking, you know, that people ask me, hey, was it worth it? Oh, good, I'll save some money, I'll go to them.
I don't see why anybody would want to see. It's a couple of scenes that they throw things at you. I mean, you know, make a 3D movie. Make a 3D movie.
They don't really throw things at you.
You know, let's point the sword at the screen for 30 seconds.
In Beowulf, they fired arrows and they actually
got it. Beowulf was good.
Yeah, that scared the crap out of me.
Beowulf was good.
I watched Avatar in 3D and almost had a schizoid embolism, which actually doesn't exist.
That was a nice guy. That was quite
funny. It was 3.5 hours of staring with my eyes, like, you know, it was like Clockwork Orange.
Well, didn't you like so much you went over there and you lived on the moon for like 6 months?
Huh?
Didn't you like it so much you went out to the moon and lived there for 6 months?
That's a different story. That's a completely, being on the planet itself was in 3D naturally, so it was a much more relaxing experience than watching it in the film. You know,
it's not like House of Wax in 3D. That was made for 3D.
It doesn't have anything
with 3D. The yo-yo.
You know what the problem
was?
The problem
with 3D is home video. Whenever you take it home and you watch it, and they had to convert it so that you can watch it on home video, you get like 50 minutes of people, you know, doing this. For no reason. You're like, what are they if you don't know that the Creature in the Black from the Black Lagoon was meant to
easy.
Silence. If you don't know that the Creature from the Black Lagoon was supposed to be 3D and you're watching it like 30 years later as a kid on your, you know, sitting on your living room floor and the creature keeps doing, pointing at the screen. It's an example.
And it's like beyond the Three Stooges episode when they were supposed to be in 3D, they were just sticking.
Yeah, what are they doing? Look like a bunch of morons. And so it never holds up. It's all just
except when they shoot those harpoons.
Yeah. Okay. No,
you guys see
it. That was it.
Well, that was in the Jaws 3. Jaws 3D. Yeah. The no one remembers was in 3D, and then actually Dennis Quaid fires a harpoon into the.
I remember the floating teeth.
Yeah.
In the
so bad.
At the end, I remember
that was so bad. We got kicked out. Well, my mom actually dragged us out of the theater because my friend Anthony was sitting next to me, and when Dennis Quaid fired, he went. I mean, he screamed at the top of his lungs like he was going to get my mom. Was like, okay, that's enough. It wasn't an eek. Because it wasn't
about Treasures of the Four Crowns. That was
right, yeah, that was a good one.
I don't know.
I didn't know anyone even still remembered that thing.
What about Parasite?
Don't just start throwing out some 3D titles.
All right, you had us at Treasures. You just lost us at Parasite.
Treasure? Where?
All right, so we're ready for our break. We'll be right back with the King from Radio.
Yeah, you get a break.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at MFC_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
Oh,
Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back to the King from Witters, the host of Mario Tour speaking, along with Charles Salad, you know. Herman Sinoche.
My own.
Hassan, Herman Swollen Arm. He's a guest star
yes,
today.
Herman and his Swollen Arm are two separate entities at this We have to keep on hearing about it.
It's like
yes, it's swollen, it's coming off. It's just, it's monstrous.
It's going to be the Manster producer.
Yeah,
just sit from him and be a whole other arm running around.
What happened was he took the super soldier serum, but it only got stuck in the arm.
He took one cc of it. Like,
I'll be going to the hospital after the show
for a completely different reason, though.
Ray Milan and Rosie Greer.
I know Charlie wanted to get on his soapbox for a minute and say something about his little segment that he likes to call.
Who gives a rat's colon? Yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
This week in Who Gives a Rat's Colon, I opened the paper today and I saw the person who I probably hate the most in this world because she's a bloody idiot.
Shia LaBeouf?
No, that's yours.
Shia!
The person who changed her name because it's easier to say because she can't pronounce a real one.
Oh.
Snooki. The whole bunch of idiots are now in Italy.
Yeah.
And that I was reading the paper the other day, and the Italians have recognized them as idiots and have a special name for them, and I don't know how to pronounce it in Italy, but it comes out to big idiots. And
wow.
So the Italian government was nice enough to give her an escort back to her hotel, so she rammed into the back of the police car, bounced off the police car, and wedged her car between the police car and a wall.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
That was written to make publicity.
So anyway, so the two cops were taken to the hospital, no injuries. They were taken to the hospital. Two other people were injured, and they're going to see if they're going to file a lawsuit,
press charges, put her in jail in Italy, and never let her come home.
So today, there's a picture of her. She's walking in the streets with a neck brace, which she walked two blocks with, took it off, and started laughing. That's perfect if you want to, you know, prove that you're hurt, you know, it was in the paper, it was in a whole page. Who gives a rat's colon? Thank you, folks.
So we're going to see a Herman with a cast next week, walking around for two blocks.
My arm is hurt. No.
He would have to sue himself.
But he would, though.
On the way into the station, it was revealed to me that a phantom might have pushed Herman as he was getting into his car. This was his theory. Yeah. That he was knocked over by the demon
that was
that supposedly haunts this OS, which I think I'm overstating it to state him as a demon in the first place, but
no.
That supposedly haunts the station.
Just for the record,
has followed Herman home just so he can push him over at that one crucial moment before he got into his car this morning.
Okay, just for the record,
and then he probably stowed away in your car so he could come back to the station.
Yeah,
which is ruined because you didn't take your car to get here, so he's stuck in your car in front of the movie theater. Waiting for you to drive him back.
Okay, just for the record, I did not say demon. And I think our ghost, whose name is Charlie, is a wonderful ghost and a fancy dresser.
A fancy dresser. Like Casper, a friendly ghost.
I hope I never know what Charlie's wearing. I see that I'm going to be ruined.
When we saw him, it was just something dark.
Yeah.
And flowing something.
All right. Traditionally, it's an open collar sports shirt and a wash pants.
Oh man!
You see, we're opening that door.
I saw him, I had to wash my pants. Okay.
All right.
All right. Causing grown men to have to do their bathroom business behind a dumpster in a parking lot because they refuse to go to the bathroom in the station.
I was behind your car.
Charlie's bathroom, and I. Just,
I don't know.
I respect that.
Yeah, it's his.
I don't need to go in that bathroom.
Yeah.
It's only his when the lights don't work.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
if you would like to fight with the raccoons and feral cats over the toilet paper, that's up to you.
Raccoons?
At least they're not supernatural.
Yes, they're raccoons.
They're metaphysical.
God, man.
All right,
my arm and my side.
You're going to actually ask him? You're going to directly address him?
I'm going to throw it out there.
All right.
I had an idea for a show tonight, but Herman had a better idea. So let's hear Herman's
idea.
No, let's see. What did you want to talk about today?
We're going to talk about the upcoming movies of 2011 this summer. We're going to talk about how they might, be and what kind of concept.
So instead of doing a show about the movies that we've already seen and talking about them afterwards,
why?
We want to do a show about movies we haven't seen yet.
And we're going to see the concept of this summer that might hold.
So may I ask you something? You've seen all these previews, didn't you?
Of course, I'm in the business.
Right, you're in the business. I haven't. I'll just be sitting back here. Okay, thank you. Talk to you guys later.
Charlie don't want
to
do it.
No. Come on, Charlie.
No, Herman, you could do it, but I'm not going to have any idea what you're talking about.
Charlie,
sir.
Go ahead,
Herman. I'll jump in.
Go ahead. This is all on you, Herman.
I'm going to jump in before he even finishes. I'm just going to let you know more right now.
X-Men. What's starting now? What's the
next one? You got to have your X-Men show.
You got to have your facts together, Herman. You're leading this discussion.
X-Men is
it really a discussion or just more of a hat?
No, I'm going to turn it into
X-Men should be like the origin of X-Men.
Right.
That's the idea.
Yes.
That's not it.
No, right. He's
let's not say, right. It's going to be in the 60s, and they're gonna help President Kennedy and things like that. And
they're going to help him cross the street? What are they going to help President Kennedy do? What are they going to do?
Fight,
President Kennedy was fighting the Cubans.
Right.
He's fighting the Cubans.
It's a war over the Cubans.
Is it a boxing match? Like him versus the Cubans?
Oh,
like
a bomb out of Superman?
Wait, let him.
Go ahead. What's your input on X-Men?
See? Now he's turning... I'm going to help my buddy out. So X-Men is them involved... I'm sorry about that, folks. Them involved with the Bay of Pigs incident.
Right.
Okay.
What's your point?
What's your concept?
What's your point? What's your take on it?
That's going to be pretty
okay,
clever.
So that's one movie. Okay. So you got other movies.
Captain America.
Okay.
It's going to take place in the 40s, of course, and it's going to be like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, so what was X-Men like? Because your whole point was you were going to you discuss the comparison.
What's the hell out on this, guys?
But you must have an opinion. So your whole thing is you're going to...
I don't have an opinion, but I'm saying the concept.
Well, you just had an opinion on what Captain America was going to be like. It's going to be like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
X-Men going to be like?
All right, that's a good idea.
Like... back in time, like the 1960s, when X-Men came out.
What other movie is X-Men
maybe like G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe was never...
No, the movie.
There was a movie, G.I. Joe. We'll move on. So Captain America's going to be Raiders of the Lost Ark. What's your next movie?
Super 8. It's going to be E.T. on steroids.
E.T. on steroids.
Did you notice that they changed the trailers for Super 8? That's the one with the kids, and they show the train wreck and how they're supposed to have, like, aliens. It's a J.J. Abrams movie about this. A very hush-hush movie about aliens.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, because of the I guess the negative feedback they got, now it's more of an action type horror movie that's coming out for the same movie.
He's right.
It's J.J.
Abrams, so it's gonna be crap anyway. But so that's three. So far that's X-Men.
Green Lantern.
I'm recapping.
He's helping you out there.
That's X-Men, that's Captain America, and that's Super 8. X-Men is some movie back in time.
G.I. Joe. G.I.
Joe. Okay.
Captain America. Little Asian Man.
Raise the Lost Ark. And the Super 8 is
E.T.
on steroids.
Or Goonies, maybe.
Right.
Goonies on steroids.
Okay.
So one of the kids' movies
that's
on steroids. I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
So next movie.
What's the next one? Green Lantern.
Green Lantern is...
more like Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. Okay.
There's only one Green Lantern, though.
No, but he gets help from other guys.
You think the Green Lantern is going to be like Fantastic Four?
That type, yes.
What's the Fantastic Four type?
elaborate on that a little bit.
What makes Fantastic Four Fantastic Four?
May I help my buddy again?
He's gonna
okay.
Go ahead.
He's gonna holler at me
I'd like to dial a friend.
Yes. Okay. I think because the other Green Lanterns are helping him or are going to be in the movie, that he thinks it's for, you know.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well, there's more than four. Don't be distracted by outside sounds. No, I mean, so there's more than four. All right. I would probably say the Green Lantern is probably a little more like Starman or you know, one of these other movies that kind of...
Love Story?
There's probably a girl in it somewhere, but I'm talking about a guy, like some kind of metaphysical, ethereal, alien type storyline, and, you know, some human being his body gets imbued with these powers from far off or whatever. We're going to make a comparison to older movies that these movies are about.
Because
Fantastic Four is a couple of years old.
You know? I like to also voice my fears about the Green Lantern.
Oh, there's plenty of those.
Oh, my God.
We've been on the show.
This is just one of them. Seeing the previews for it, it's scaring me because I'm thinking it's going to do what Seth Rogen did to the Green Hornet.
Just the way
his attitude was about the whole thing, and I'm saying, oh.
Yeah, well, they got Ryan Reynolds, which is a curse from the start.
Ryan Reynolds, I'm thinking, okay.
So the Green Hornet, they screwed up.
What's that Green
Lantern, they screwed up. They screwed up Green Arrow in Smallville.
Unless the green thing. Unless Ryan Reynolds pulls a Michael Keaton. I think he's going to do a terrible job. Everybody was complaining about Michael Keaton.
More recently, same genre, more recently than Michael Keaton was Heath Ledger, which everyone thought was going to be a complete disaster.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. So we can only wait and see. I may be wrong.
Yeah, okay. Remember, Mr. Mom.
There's always a 50-50 shot now.
Well, what's
there's
the 10% chance of that?
I'm
going to help out here and give you a prediction what Transformers 3 is lining up like. It's going to be like Transformers 2.
not as good as Transformers 1.
Or more aptly, in Hassan Land, Plan 9 from outer space. This would be Plan 10 from outer space.
That's great. How great I came up with
the worst movie ever.
All right.
At least the little ghetto robots aren't going to be in Transformers 3.
Yeah, mysteriously.
Even though they were a big success, according to Michael Bay.
I like that theme.
You're what's next.
What other movies you got on the
what's
next? I don't know. What's next?
What do you mean? It's your discussion. You're leading the discussion, man. You should have the stuff on
Harry Potter.
That's going to be like Harry Potter 1, 2, 3, 4.
Harry Potter is going to be like Mary Poppins on steroids.
Mary Poppins? Everything's on steroids. It's like Mary Poppins.
Wait a minute.
Except the adult is a kid, and instead of a girl, it's a boy. And instead of being a nanny, he's a kid in a school, and instead of this, but he still flies.
Right, and there's going to be one song in this Harry, I'm going to call it Harry Poppins. There's going to be one song. It's A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Steroids Go Down.
I actually have a little comment about the Mary Poppins on steroids. As I had just mentioned, how the trailer for Super
had changed. You actually have something that correlates with Mary Poppins.
I do.
Mr. Segway.
A couple of years ago, somebody who has no time, no life, and plenty of time on their hands.
Took
Mary Poppins, the trailer for Mary Poppins, set it to scary music, and they called it Scary Mary. And it looked like a horror movie.
Really?
Just by the editing of the trailer. And, you know, they played the horror music, how, you know, she's making things float around, and strange things happen, she's lurking and flying. They made it into a horror movie. It's called Scary Mary. You go look up YouTube, and you see Scary Mary.
Harmon does that. He's on YouTube with stuff like that.
Really? Yeah, so that actually is probably
something. What's after Harry Potter?
And wait, I have another one. Since you were talking about how Mary Poppins is nothing like Harry Potter, I actually have this bit of news.
Harry Poppins.
Aaron Eckhart, who was Two-Face in the Batman Dark Knight, has been cast in a yet-to-be-titled Peter Pan movie where he plays Captain Hook. The movie reimagines Captain Hook as a tormented former detective on a trail of a childlike kidnapper, which would be Peter Pan. The girl from Soul Surfer will portray Wendy, the lone survivor who leaves an asylum and help to the one with the girl lost her arm with the shark.
She plays the lone survivor
who leaves the asylum to help the hunt for Peter Pan.
It's so bad it may work.
It's like, you know what? Because like, Alison along the way is starting all this type of trend.
I loved Alison.
Only when you put her on steroids, though.
Well, it's Alan on steroids.
Oh yeah, and Planet of the Apes is going to be a zombie. Planet of the Apes is going to be a zombie film, according to Mark.
Oh, isn't Planet of the Apes going to be comparable to
Planet of the Apes? Going to be Herman's most hated movie of all time.
Yes, because he's going to be so excited about this. He's like all.
We should have a countdown clock.
All the Twitter in the movie theater lobby, right, looking at that poster that stares at you every time you move back and forth.
We should have like a graph with an ape on a horse, and every week it goes up and up to the top. <Build a beer. laughs>
And then at the end is a cliff and a horse will fall off. What's the price of the Yoli, the thing?
And you know we'll be watching it in theater and we'll go, this is terrible. This is terrible. This is the worst movie I've ever seen. This is terrible. And we'll be like, Herman. And we'll like it. We'll think it's great. And Herman will think it was the worst thing that's ever happened.
And we'll have that horse and ape like on the pier at Atlantic City jumping off the thing.
Have to stop him for the next 4 weeks from coming on the show. Because all he'll talk about is how
it was banned.
Hollywood destroyed the planet.
10 years ago.
What about Herman of the Apes? What about Planet of the Apes, Herman? What are they
It's going to launch a new series, and then we're going to have fun. We're going to have love. We're going to have
sex. Listen to his voice. Listen to love.
I think he might be on steroids right now.
Yeah.
The WB, and they're going to change it because all the apes are going to look really good.
They're going to be bunnies.
Planet of the Bunny Apes.
What do you think,
Mark? They'll be bunnies, but they'll like bananas.
What do you think, Mark?
I really have no care for a Planet of the Apes movie. It doesn't really matter either way. I saw the trailer, and I'm like, all right, I think Herman's going to hate it. That's my opinion of the movie, is what you think of the movie. I have no interest in this movie at all.
Thanks.
You have to
be offended. Don't be offended by that.
We all love you. Don't be offended.
Yeah, what about you, Tom?
We like you. Yeah, looking forward to seeing it, but not going to go crazy over. By the way, did anyone see the report in today's paper talking about movies being turned into TV shows? George Lucas says he has 2 years of his always talked about never seeing Star Wars TV show in the can, but he's not going to release it until he has one final technological breakthrough, whatever the heck it is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. A person who wants to buy it.
It'll be technological.
The amount of the money we wanted to make.
He'll be dead by then.
Yeah.
He will. I don't know what he's waiting for. Just put the show out.
Okay,
Star Wars is doing well. Put the other show out. Stop it. It's like the Tuskegee Airmen that he had. It's a movie that he's had on the back burner for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's waiting for. He's waiting for the actual Tuskegee Airmen to be reincarnated in the bodies of little Chinese kids so that he can put them all in the room. I have no idea what he's doing.
And
taking his time doing.
To stay within the theme of the show, if he does do that, I predict it'll be like Buck Rogers.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. Be a new space war movie.
That's cruel.
No. Just with the feel of it. I'm not saying how good or bad it is. I'll just like that.
The world I know far beyond the cloud.
I'm scared now. I'm scared. It was like they were both taken over by demons.
I hear Buck Rogers and I start hearing that song.
Yeah. Who am I? What am I?
Alright, so what else you got on your song?
I'm always getting his opinion.
Oh, yeah. No. I thought you guys saved me from that, but here we are.
No, you know Mark Brody. I hope it hurts.
Yeah,
Does this hurt?
First, First Planet of the Apes, I simply loved back in 68, was it?
Yes.
68? Beneath the Planet of the Apes was amazing, too.
That's right. That was one movie.
I liked Escape.
Okay.
I liked it because I loved Cornelius. I loved Roddy McDowall.
Right.
And he wasn't actually in the second one.
So, right. So, the three movies, I'll give you the three movies. The third one was Drive Me Crazy because I was trying to figure out how that happened. But I just loved it for the movie, and I didn't want to get too technical with it. Okay, those were it.
They froze the hell.
You don't like Conquest? That's going to be the remake that's coming out August?
No, okay.
Let him have
you. Do you want my opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're interrupting his
opinion. The remake with, who was it? Mark Wahlberg. Yes. I just simply loathed it. I hated it.
It was beautiful. It was very beautifully shot, and the special effects and the makeup was beautiful. It was probably the worst piece of crap script I've ever seen.
So, which goes with our theory, Tom, if it's not, what do you say on the page?
It's not on the stage.
Yeah, if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Exactly. I think they shot the writer. At the development stage, and it took his notes, and then then dropped the notes, and then put the notes back together in some kind of haphazard form, and then said, we're filmed with
that. What movie was that from, where the guy takes the, that's what I said about Pulp Fiction. Like, the guy was coming up the stairs with a script, and he bumped into somebody, and he scooped it all up, and they shot it.
You got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said about Pulp Fiction, so there you go.
Well, Family Guy does a funny thing on
rapid subject change. What other movies do you have?
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, a remake of
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
A TV movie on Channel 7 with Kim Dobby. But now they have this little kid that's in it. I don't think she's going to pull it off.
Okay. Well, that wasn't part of the discussion. You just wanted to remind us of what it reminds you of.
I didn't even like the Kim Darby movie.
Wow.
What about Spy Kids 4? What's that going to be like?
Spy Kids 4? You got to be kidding.
Spy Kids 4 is going to be like Spy Kids 3.
She's like 4 years old.
The two kids are going to be in it, along with Carl Gugino and Antonio Banderas, and Jessica Alba is going to be in it there, too.
Boy, what is a problem?
So what's that going to be like?
It'll be like Spy Kids 3.
How about the one that's been getting a lot of buzz lately, Cowboys and Aliens?
Oh, there we go. That's going to be the hit.
Yeah, it sounds like a chapter out of the old Weird Western comic.
Yeah, that, I think that's going to be a hit. I really
that's
do.
That's going to be the sleeper.
I think that's... No, I think it's going to...
You know what that means, right?
Yeah, yes, I do. It's what your bad arm is doing now, sleeping.
Oh, my God.
You're
going to ask me something about Spike. You were going to ask me something about Spike.
Yes, thank you. Are the original kids in it, or are they getting younger kids?
The two original kids are
in it. Aren't they old?
Yeah,
how old are they?
Alexa Vega's like a woman.
No, it's supposed to be the same kids in Vacation.
So it's carrying along this theme.
It's the same franchise, same people.
Robert Rodriguez, everything.
All right, except Jessica Alba.
Yeah, Jessica Alba is joining the cast, and I think it was one other guy. I can't think of his name.
Spy Kids 3 wasn't that great, right. And actually, Alexa Vega wasn't
3D.
I know Alexa Vega wasn't really even in that because she was kind of too big for the franchise. So she was in it. It was. I think the younger brother had to find the older sister, so that's kind of how she was in it. She popped up at the end. It's like, oh, you found me.
I'm still alive.
Yeah,
give me my check.
That's a wrap. So that was Ricardo Montalban was in it.
Yeah,
which was awesome.
But did he have seats of rich Corinthian leather?
He actually did. His wheelchair, because he was in a wheelchair, had Corinthian leather on.
So we got 2 minutes left. Herman, you want to do with Cowboys and Aliens? You want to mention that one?
Yeah, it's going to be a hit. It's going to be really
good. What's this supposed to be like? Your theme, your whole theme of the show.
It's going to be like...
I forgot.
Yeah, relax. It's going to be like Westworld.
Westworld? All right.
Wasn't Wild Wild West supposed to be like Westworld?
No.
Well, Westworld, the Terminator
was
also
Westworld.
Westworld.
Okay. So we're gonna have a final thoughts, Charlie. You got a final thought for us?
No.
Herman, you got a final thought for us?
No.
I thought it was the first, second, and third thought, but Hassan.
I would just like to say to our favorite fan of the show, Doug, if you're listening, I did not forget about you. You will be getting a call, and you will be coming down to the studio to.
Well, I got a final thought.
Rather than
judged by 12 and carry out by 6.
All right. That actually was pretty profound. I'm surprised he came up with that on his own.
No, he didn't.
Oh, all right.
But anyway.
So my final thought is that I would have liked to have done my show, but I think Herman did very well tonight.
He's like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
So if you missed any part of the show, you can go on our site, www.itcamefromtheradio.com. You can listen to our archives.
Somebody help me take my headphones off.
Cut my ending off, which will be up in a week. And if you can't wait that long, you can always catch us on iTunes and podcast. Oh my god. And all our news items are always on our Facebook page. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. We will see you next week.
Where am I going?
Where am I going? What will I see? Searching my mind. Some truth to reveal. What thoughts are there to see? What memories reveal?
You have been listening to It Came From The Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the host and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.